There are more people who are locked out of the polling booth in Florida than the total number of people who have participated so far in the Iowa caucus, the New Hampshire primary, and the South Carolina primary.
One provision in the law reduces the amount of time organizations and other outside parties have to assist people with voter registration. The law used to allow 10 days for people to submit voter registration forms on behalf of another individual. But under the new law, those applications must be submitted within 48 hours. Mark Ferullo, executive director of Progress Florida, said the hefty fines levied for breaking that law have caused some groups to stop voter drives.
For decades, it's been a tradition in Florida that a lot of high school teachers start registering their seniors to vote. You know, it's encouraging civic participation is a big part of teaching. But under this voter suppression law, these teachers face fines up to $1,000 for registering students to vote and then accidentally turning in that form maybe an hour late or 2 hours late. So teachers are stopping registering students to vote. It's a travesty.
Senator Durbin invited Governor Rick Scott to attend the field hearing, but he said that invitation was declined. Durbin said he would have enjoyed asking the governor, who signed the legislation last year, questions about the law's intent.
Why does HB 1355 require Floridians who attempt to update their addresses and election day to cast provisional ballots, a large percentage of which are not counted in the final result?
Durbin is referring to a new requirement that voters may only cast a provisional ballot if they have moved to another county without updating their voter registration prior to voting. Typically, only about 40% of provisional ballots end up counting. But Michael Ertel, the supervisor of elections in Seminole County, said if a voter is eligible to vote, their ballot will be counted.
If you fill out an eligibility verification ballot or provisional ballot, you don't have to come back and send us a copy of your driver's license. We just say if you haven't voted previously in another county, your provisional ballot will count. The number of provisional ballots that did not count last year, everybody mentions, you know, 40%, 40%. By last year, I mean 2010. 40%, 40%. Why? Why did those ballots not count? Nobody ever says why they didn't count. It's because the voter was not qualified to cast the ballot at that precinct on that day.
Kimberly Kelly is a Tea Party supporter. She said this law has nothing to do with partisanship or blocking voters from their place at the polls. Rather, it is a way to stamp out voter fraud.
There is actually over 100 voting records in here in Hillsborough County that we've spotted right now that they're dead. The people are dead and they're still voting. They voted in the last election, so tell me how that's possible. So that's what our problem is. Our problem is we need to ensure that the voting records are correct with the supervisor election and that everyone is voting once.
But advocates still worry the law is nothing more than an attempt to suppress voting rights for minorities. Adora Obi-Nwezi is the president of the Florida State Conference of the NAACP. She compared the new law to the Jim Crow laws that encourage segregation and inequality.
Anytime you get a law that is reversed to reduce the number of persons, in this case, who can vote, of course, that's Jim Crow at its best. Jim Crow, the wife, the children, and all of them. A whole Jim Crow family.